don't have to know the way. The way knows the way. You don't have to plan the way. Trust the way. Feel your way. The way knows. The way knows. The way knows the way.
Oops! I didn't mean to abruptly cut that off. I'm sorry, my friend. I meant to just lower the volume very nicely in some smooth, calming way. But there you go. The way knows the way. And the way today was, whoops, something abrupt in my life, right? I love this song. It's called The Way Knows by Lindsay Scott. And it's perfect for what I wanted to say to you. By the way, hello. Hello, my beautiful friend. I'm sorry. I got distracted by my abruptness as a quote-unquote DJ, obviously not trained as a DJ. I love you. I'm so glad you're here. Before I say anything else, I would just like to say we're all so brave, aren't we? Aren't we brave to continue to be alive and on this planet that, wow, you know, this beautiful planet of ours that gives us flowers and sky and clouds and trees and people we love and puppies and, you know, just a moon and stars, like this beautiful universe that gives us so much beauty and also one that contains just multitudes of sorrow and grief and pain and suffering and disease and war and people being so cruel to one another. How do we do it? How do we keep going, especially when our hearts are so open to the all of it? I don't have an answer for you, as you know. That's never my intention, is to think that I have an answer. However, what I really believe in is that conversations about things that matter, conversations about things that maybe we aren't talking about as much as would be helpful or healing for us, simply having connection to one another is so... Wow, I had about 10 words drop in at once. Connection to one another is, it's healing, it's helpful, it's enlivening, it's energizing, it's soothing, it's comforting, it's calming, it's peaceful. Connecting to other human beings, it's in our DNA, right? We know that we're social beings. And when we feel alone or isolated, it's so hard on our poor little spirits. And I just wanted to thank you before I say anything else. Thank you for being here. You don't know how much it means to me that you're on the other side of these virtual communications. And I know a lot of people, especially now, are like, oh, you know, it's too much online. There's too much that's happening virtually. And I agree. I love being in person with people. There's nothing better than sitting around a table with someone that we love, or a few people that we love, actually seeing their faces, feeling their energy. And yet, you know, you and I may never get to sit around an actual table, but here we are. And it means the world to me, because right now it is 6:37. It's still, I can't believe there's no light yet, but it's still pretty much pitch dark outside. And I'm in my studio by myself, but I don't feel alone because you're with me. And thank you. Thank you for that. So maybe I'll just play a little more. This song kept playing while I forgot to turn it off, so we don't know where it's going to start. But let me play a little bit more, and then I'll tell you just a little something about what's going on in my mind today. You don't have have to know the way. I love this song. I really love this song. I love this, like, it's so comforting in the midst of, sometimes as humans, right? We're feeling kind of maybe lost or confused or uncertain. What's the next step? What direction do I go? What do I say to this person I love? What do I do to support someone who's in pain? We often don't know the way, but this beautiful sense of the way knows, it gives me such a great comfort. And so here's a little meta, or a big meta example of this. Sometimes when I come into my studio to say hello to you and to make our Sunday love gram, there's a sense of something that's sort of been living with me during the week that I want to share with you, you know, as we would with a friend. You know, we talk to a friend and we're like, oh, I've just been thinking about da 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 da. Today, when I came into the studio knowing that I wanted to create our audio, I just had a blank. I couldn't even press the play button because I was like, I didn't have a song. I didn't have a thought. And so I did what I often will do first thing in the morning that I hadn't yet done, which is to open up. My friend Rosemary Watola Tromer sends out a poem every single day. And I'll make sure I put the link. I know a lot of you already subscribe. Some of you may not be poetry people, and that I understand. Although her poetry, just to say, it's almost like this. It's a conversation about whatever is on her mind that day. And of course, it's written in verse, but not like, I always think about when I was in eighth grade and I had a poetry class, and it was so dense and it was such a struggle, and there were right answers, right? Like the teacher would say, well, you know, what did, I can't even think of a classic poet. What did T.S. Eliot mean, you know, by this, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't like it. It didn't open anything in me. I mean, I'm not saying across the board, but I just didn't understand. And someone like Rosemary, her work to me is more like her saying, hey, here's what's on my heart right this second. And she sends these out daily. So they're not, you know, a lot of times they're not, she's not working on them to a perfection. And I feel like that energy of, hey, you know, this is what's here for me right now is so beautiful. And okay, I'm going to read to you today's poem. It is With My Open Heart as Bait. And just so you know, this is actually, by the time you're hearing this, it's going to be Sunday morning. I'm recording this Saturday morning because I'm not going to be here in the morning tomorrow. I'm going to go to a dance class. And so I wanted to send this out. I mean, I wanted to record this now and then have it scheduled. Sometimes I do that, you know, just full disclosure, so you know, not that it probably matters to you, but today's poem, it's Saturday, and it's With My Open Heart as Bait. What are you catching today? I asked the man on the pier. Nothing, he said. What do you wish you were catching? I asked. Anything, he said. And could I be so brave? Could I throw out my line to the ocean of the world, stand there at the edge, patient and still, and say to life, anything, anything at all, whatever you give me, I'll reel it in, I'll take it. Let me read you this again, with my open heart as bait. What are you catching today? I asked the man on the pier. Nothing, he said. What do you wish you were catching? I asked. Anything, he said. And could I be so brave? Could I throw out my line to the ocean of the world, stand there at the edge, patient and still, and say to life, anything, anything at all, whatever you give me, I'll reel it in, I'll take it. And again, this is the beautiful Rosemary Watola Tromer. I know many of you follow her. I know many of you have maybe done a workshop with her. When I was launching my end-of-life planner, Rosemary so generously offered to do a workshop with me on meeting the idea of our own deaths. And it was so beautiful. And I'm pausing when I say, or I'm trying to pause when I say, this is just a little side note. Because I'm trying to help myself get over that little verbal tick that I have. There's a couple things, ums and you knows. Anyhow, that's why I paused. So when I came into the studio this morning with a blank slate of a heart and mind, when I read that poem, I thought, oh, this is beautiful. This is it, right? That it's, I didn't know what I was catching. And in fact, I was catching nothing at the moment. And then something jumped on my line, which was Rosemary's beautiful poem. And after I read it this morning, it reminded me of something that is one of my favorite sayings from my own spiritual community. Many of you have heard me talk about my Zen teacher, Sherry Huber. She's written a lot of amazing books that are just very, very much full of love and loving ourselves and loving the world. trying to catch myself. Sherry and my Sangha has a saying that is, what life has on offer, accept what life has on offer. Accept what life has on offer. I feel compelled to play a little more of this music right now while I'm letting you sit with that. Accept what life has on offer. The way knows the way. Anything at all, whatever you give me, I'll reel it in. I'll take it. Take what is on offer. Whatever you give me, I'll reel it in. I'll take it. Trust. Trust the way. You can see how these three very disparate connection points of my life just boom came together in a moment. I had nothing. I read this poem. It was a beautiful offering. It was almost as if me catching something on my line. It reminded me instantly of my, I can hear Sherry Huber saying, accept what is on offer. And then immediately this song dropped into my mind, which is how lucky are we that we have these brains. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how it files things away, but it's almost like my brain was like, oh, wait, I have a song for you that has to do with accepting what is here in the moment, even if you don't know what that is. And so, boom, there we go. And I've received, right? I've received this big gift. Now, why did I receive this gift? Is because you are right here waiting patiently with your line out in the ocean, right? This is what, to me, it's the miracle of it all. You're waiting, line in ocean. Sunday morning, you click on a random, well, maybe hopefully not so random. Hopefully you often click on it on a Sunday morning, but you click on it to see what might come into my life. You know, what might the way bring me? What might my own line in the ocean bring me? What is on offer for me? And I have the distinct pleasure and honor of being a part of what is on offer for you in the same way that you help guide me. To me, it's just this beautiful circle of giving. And right before I recorded this, I recorded a quick message from my friend Rosemary to thank her, right? Because she didn't even know it, right? That she was gifting me, and in gifting me, is gifting you. And it's the beautiful way that our legacy works in the world. It's the beautiful way we show up. Our hands, you can't see me, but my hands are like in front of me open. We show up, hands open, waiting for what is on offer. And I am so grateful this morning that what my hands are holding is not only Rosemary's beautiful poem, but this song, and the message from my own spiritual community, and you. Thank you. Sending you big love. Bye-bye.